So let's see. John Lynch, great, great football player, Bronco Ring of Famer. We've
Tampa Bay and Buccaneer, Tampa Bay, Ring Buccaneer of Famer, too.
Ring of Famer, yes.
That doesn't happen very
just
often.
Just ask Warren Sapp when talking about Gerald
right.
Skoy.
That's a heck
okay.
of a rant.
Okay. General manager and a former great TV analyst. Anything you want to learn from him, Mark?
Listen, I've watched John forever. I've learned a ton from John. He's he broke in my partner, Dick Stockton. You know, he broke Dick Stockton in. So one of the great men. You know, you have to have great mentors. As a player, I'm sure you had a mentor in front of you. As a broadcaster, maybe even as a general manager, you've had a great mentor. But is there a better mentor in anything in life in general than Dick Stockton?
He was unbelievable. I mean, I just so many of the vivid memories I have from growing up with the Celtic Laker games. That's where I remember Dick Stockton. And I always remember if he was on it, it was a big game. And so when I was like a little kid in the candy store when I got an opportunity to work with him. But you're right, he's seen everything. So every situation he can talk you through. And they say, now, that was perfect because of this, this, and this. And
right.
He's awesome. He's a good man as well.
Well, we welcome your 49ers to town. Thank you for bringing San Francisco weather with you as well. Well, how easy was it easy to put together with Vic and John the idea of doing a joint practice thing this week leading up to the game?
Yeah, there's a lot of great relationships, you know, that you know, John and I, Kyle and Vic, have known each other for a long time and have great respect for each other. Rich Scangarulo and TC McCartney from our staff last year. So there's a lot of great synergy, and I think we both have the same motivation. You know, these things always end up with people scrapping, but really what they're all about is finding a way to get your team better, to see some different looks. And I think we're in a good place now. We'll see if you know, these guys, they've been beating up on each other, and so now you get another team. But I think the message has been sent to our players. This is opportunity to work against someone else. Treat them like teammates. Let's try to get the most out of this for each team, and that's the mindset we're coming in with.
You know, it's really interesting because these things have kind of taken place in our day. The preseason games were important. You know, you get to that third preseason game, you're playing, you know, you're going into the third quarter. It's not that way anymore. So how important and how much have these kind of joint practices taken over the workload to get your players ready for the regular season?
Yeah, absolutely critical. I mean, we didn't suit 29 players in our first preseason game, and they were all our frontline guys. And so this kind of work, that's why we could make that decision, a little more of a controlled environment, you know, the amount of reps and all those things. And so this type of work is absolutely critical. And, you know, a lot of teams do one now. Some teams have turned to working against a couple teams. And I see that as kind of the wave of the future, particularly if preseason's knocked down to two games or something. I think these things will become vital.
You guys last year, and I got to do a couple of your games, and you and I talked quite a bit, but just the injury bug that hit you guys last year. I mean, you're down to your fourth string safeties and your fourth string receivers and your third string quarterback, and even though I know that was, you know, really hard as an organization, I look at kind of the overall depth you developed during that point in time. Has it almost been kind of a blessing in disguise for this season?
Well, it's a good way to look at it. It was hard to have that perspective last year, I can tell you that. But you're right. And I think just the progression that goes on. We're in year three. I think those experiences, you know, really hit home the need for not only those game-changing players, but the depth of your roster. I think we are a much deeper roster this year. And I think you're right. A guy like Nick Mullins getting that play time and performing quite well, we feel really good that we're better equipped if something were, God forbid, to happen to at our quarterback position, that we can deal with it. And that goes with throughout our roster. A lot of guys got playing time and big time, you know, situations that will prove invaluable for us.
John Lynch, join us here at the table here at Dove Valley as we get set for the first of two practices. All right, the quarterback position. Jimmy Garoppolo is going into his sixth year. He's only played 26 games in his career. What makes you so convinced this guy can be the guy.
Yeah, you know, I think first and foremost, the skill set, you'll see him out here. He can, he's a special thrower of the football. I mean, he's got some things that can't be taught, you know, in terms of the quickness of his release, the accuracy, the decision making, being able to see things move on the move. And, you know, he's got some special qualities. We, like everybody else, know that he needs to play. I mean, that's we made an investment in him because we saw all the qualities that we liked, and he changed our team in year one. He lifted everybody and made everyone better, and I think that's what the great players do. And so Jimmy's got to prove that he's that guy by playing. We all understand that. He's had a really good camp. I know a lot was made out of practice the other day. I will tell you that prior to that, he had thrown one interception in all of training camp. And so these are things you have to work through, and the only way to work through them is to actually play. And we tried to simulate, you know, okay, he's not going to be able to play. He needs this experience. How can we give it to him? We tried a number of things, but there's nothing like actually playing. And so we're excited to see him out here in this work. The good news is his knee is doing tremendous. His recovery from the ACL has been a really good one, and he worked diligently on that. He deserves a lot of that credit.
Give me a little insight into what you see with this Broncos team. I know you and Elway are great friends, but when you look at the Broncos roster in general, what's your takeaways?
Well, first and foremost, just being around Vic Fangio a little, both in the, you know, as a broadcaster way back to when he was at Stanford is when I first really started to become familiar with him, watching my alma mater. It's just good sound football, and his teams always seem to perform at a very high level because they do the little things right. And when you're around Vic, you start to understand why. You know, he doesn't talk a whole lot, but when he does, it's kind of like that old EF Hutton. You know, they're very poignant and powerful words. You know, I think he's kind of steadied this building, it seems like to me. He's providing the type of leadership that they need. And I think there's some new schemes and things. I think Joe Flacco's a great fit. You know, I know he's a guy that, you know, we do these profile tapes for, like, quarterback at our place. Joe's all over those. And, you know, I think there's a lot of there has been a lot of love for his fit in this type of system. So I think that will steady them as well. They obviously have some pieces in terms of pass rush when you got guys like Vaughn and Chubb and the other D linemen they have that are going to prove tough for other people to deal with. So I think there's a lot of good things here.
Right. One quick one about Joe Flacco. You mentioned Flacco, and I think when we signed him here, when they traded for him here, it was almost like wah, wah, wah from the Broncos fans in general. I think they've warmed up to Joe Flacco. So when you kind of look at him and assess him as a quarterback, what is it that he does that for you makes him really tough to defend?
Yeah, I think, I think the thing that will surprise people, a little bit better athlete than people think. And, you know, he's always been good, you know, moving the pocket. When you can move the pocket a little bit, Joe has seemed to thrive over the years. He's a bigger guy. He sees the field extremely well. I think he's got a very talented arm as well. A lot of that, people, I think he went through the back injury, and people thought he was losing some of that. Well, when you go through a back injury, your whole body's affected. It seems like he's come out on the other side and is back to the guy we remember prior to the back injury. And so, obviously, he's got to go do it, but I do think it's a really good fit for the Broncos.
What are we getting in Rich Scangarello? Because we're looking at somebody who hasn't called plays at even a major college level. What did he learn from his time in San Francisco that we'll be able to see, you know, obvious here?
Yeah, well, I think even before San Francisco, back to Atlanta, you know, I think the thing that I like about his resume, when he was an assistant in Atlanta, he worked with the old linemen. So if you want to get to know offensive football, I think that's probably the best area to go to, learn the protections and such. He has called plays at Wagner College and whatnot. But, you know, I think being around Kyle and really having a firm grasp of this system, I think where he really impressed me was that year we brought Jimmy in. We traded for him in the middle of the year. And his job was not only to get the guys that were playing, get them ready on a week-in, week-out basis, but also, okay, we traded for this guy in the middle of the year. He's got to learn an entirely new language. There wasn't a lot of verbiage in the Patriots offense. In this offense, there's a ton of verbiage. How do you get this guy ready? And his work with Jimmy was spectacular. And letting Kyle know, here's what he can handle. You're probably putting too much. And my respect for him grew immensely during that period. I think the way he handled that, these coaches work long, long hours, but he found a way to get Jimmy ready, and Jimmy thrived, and I think Skaggs deserved a lot of that credit.
How important is it to see what a guy is willing to put himself through to get the opportunity? I mean, this is a guy that left a college job that he was getting paid to basically intern for free in Atlanta and lived on a couch.
Yeah.
Like, how, for you as a general manager, you look at that and you go, yeah, how important is that to you when you make a decision, I want to hire this guy?
Well, Kyle talked about that when we started talking about his staff. You know, this is a guy I believe in. Now, you know, we're bringing him from Wagner College. I know that's not going to blow you, but here's what he has done. And
right,
he talked about that, you know, taking it almost for free in Atlanta and then going to Wagner College. That showed me a lot, because he knew he had to go someplace where he could run a program, where he could call plays. And so he went to something that, you know, wasn't the highest level of football, but he was preparing himself for his next step. And fortunately for him, Kyle got the job, and you know, things worked out. But I think he'll do well here. And, you know, it's first time for him at this level calling plays. But I've got a lot of belief in him.
What part of being a general manager of a football team did you have a thought going in that it turned out, okay, this, I wasn't expecting this part of the job?
Well, I think just the totality of the job. It never stops. It really doesn't. You know, it's a good day when you carry, I'm holding my cell phone around, and yesterday we had an off day and the thing didn't ring, you know, and so that's a good day. Everybody stayed good and made curfew, all those things. But just the totality, you deal with a little of everything from personnel to the business side, because it is a football organization. You know, to you helping, you know, do everything you can to support your head coach, it doesn't stop. I think the hardest thing, when you're used to having some control, even in the broadcast booth, you had a role on game day. You work, and then you go sit there and you can't do a damn thing about what's transpiring on the field. That's a tough, it really is. And that's something I've had to lean on guys like John and Ozzie Newsom. Like, how do you handle this? And you learn just that, hey, you got to do everything you can, and then you trust in the team you've built. And it's going to be a little easier, because I think we're further along in the process. I like where our team can be. We are banged up right now, but a lot of these guys are supposed to be coming back for week one, or shortly thereafter. And so, you know, I love what we have on the horizon.
John, man, it's always a pleasure. Always great to catch up with you.
Yeah, thank you as well.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, thanks,
John,
Mike.
Stopping by. All right, we'll come back and react to some of the things John had to say coming up next.